Hi all, this is Day and Ari with Windchill Time. Thanks for joining. It is Friday about 3:30 p.m. and Ari and I are going to be recording the introduction to this show that we did yesterday.
Hi y'all.
All right, really quick about the, the language rating on this show, mm-hmm. which is, this one's probably gonna be more like PG, PG-13, so with the new audience that you and I, Ari, have decided that we want to target for the podcast, in case there are little kids in the car,
mm-hmm.
we have a 3.5-year-old. I would be perfectly fine with playing this podcast for pretty much any age, because there's not a streaming role of F-bombs and other things in this show. I did a lot of editing.
Yes, and I do play it regularly. Our show to our 3.5-year-old when I drive him, and two from baby school. So generally, I feel comfortable with it, but not every parent is going to be comfortable with what we're comfortable with. So
yeah, so this is your opportunity to maybe just listen to the introduction because it's very friendly, and then you can cue it up for later on. And that kind of segues into the
what is Windchill Time?
Yeah, target audience of Windchill Time.
So the way we're describing it and purposefully choosing the words right now, Windchill Time Studio is a podcast, a non-technical fun podcast about life, money, and Bitcoin for those parents and busy professionals who are curious about the space, about Bitcoin, blockchains, and crypto assets. And Day and myself, and we will have guests. So guests, we talk about this evolutionary technology and how it touches every part of our lives.
Yeah. Because I mean, when you talk about money, mm-hmm. generally money, it touches every single aspect of a person's life. Doesn't matter first world, emerging markets, anything. It is the most pervasive invention of mankind ever. Quinoa's having a hard time. And so we've decided on that, and so we'll probably repeat that paragraph a lot more the rest of this season, and then we're gonna tighten it up. Is it okay if we tighten it up, Quinoa? So we're gonna tighten it up more for the second season.
He does not.
And besides, maybe people who don't have kids won't be as interested in hearing all about our stories about our kids, whereas other parents might be. All right, so to keep going in this introduction, again, happy birthday to Lolly. Is there anything else you wanted to end with respect to the show and everything, how it's evolving?
No, I think you covered it well. I think we can go on to happy birthday, Lolly.
Yeah.
Most startups fail within the first year, so the fact that you, made it to the first year, it's a big accomplishment, I think, in the journey of startups, so kudos. We're rooting for you here in Seattle.
I mean, you saw, highly curated, selected companies and incubators fail within months of being accepted.
Yeah, 500 startups, 9 Mile Labs. I mean, most don't make it past the year, and an even more amount don't make it to second year. So,
yeah,
keep fighting.
Yeah, it's a big accomplishment. You guys are making lots of great progress, and so happy to have sponsored and had a good time on your behalf.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, so jumping into Satoshi math.
What? Drum roll. What's the price of Bitcoin, Dave?
So checking the Blockfolio app a little while ago, we're at $10,443.
Today is Friday, August 23rd, around 3:30 p.m.
Yep. And so you take the number 1, which represents 1 U.S. dollar, 1 fiat U.S. dollar, divide that by 10,443 created into 8 decimal places, which winds up being 0.00010443, and then you get 9,575 sats per dollar.
Or 9,575 satoshis per dollar.
Yes. Yeah, there was some Twitter people talking about how they don't call it sats, they call it satoshis. And so, to each his own, whatever.
Bitcoin Twitter, for those that are obsessed with Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
us.
Day. Couple of updates on events.
Yeah, events.
So the WTIA Cascadia Blockchain Council Happy Hour, the monthly one that we have, has been rescheduled to early September. We mistakenly did not realize that we had double booked it with the Hyperledger event, and then we moved it, and then we double booked it with the real estate blockchain event that's on August 29th. So with all the upsetness.
Brock's event, right?
Yeah.
And he's actually a guest on from yesterday on the show here. So.
And he was also one of my co-testimonials. Both of them, Brock and Alvaro, helped with the testimonies down in Olympia when we were doing the blockchain bill. And so felt only right to move it to early September. So new date coming, but it'll still be at Optimism Brewery coming up.
September 1st. Super excited about attending Russell Okung's first inaugural conference for the Bitcoin is.
Yep.
And so his big drive is awareness and adoption. And so being a Super Bowl champion, a celebrity, athlete, professional athlete, he has a lot of influence and fanship. And so people like him are probably going to be leading the charge in this next wave of adoption and awareness. And so he's doing his show September 1st at Hudson Loft in LA.
We'll be there.
Ari and I will be there. Yeah.
Super, if anybody want to meet up, ping us on Twitter at Ari in Seattle or at Luggage Donkey. And
on Twitter. Yep.
Hope to see you there.
More elaborating on the show here. We're definitely going to have more guests in the future. We're finally getting our momentum going and calendaring in different, very interesting guests.
Calendaring.
playing around more with maybe some transition music. It's called bumper music. And then adding in some more bling and sparkles and,
fun
into the podcast. So trying to make it fun and informational. I stole the word funformational from Matt Case, Mike Hansen.
At Matthew Ryan Case.
And at I Am Mike Hansen. They did an awesome podcast that was inspirational to me, you know, in the early days when I was just doing listening to podcasts and not creating them. And so funformational is what we're going for.
But not too long, so we don't want our podcast to generally be like 2 hours long, so we're going to try and keep them generally short.
As we wrap up the first season here, really happy with the 20-some-odd episodes that we've created. I was kind of thinking, 26. Brainstorming episode 26, yeah, this is number 27. I was kind of thinking maybe that we could figure out a way of doing like a season cliffhanger like they do on television. As always, we're going to do in this episode, we're going to roll straight into the yesterday's live show recording. Then we'll go into the outro, disclosures, disclaimers. And then I always try to put a funny, interesting outtake.
No, there's pretty funny.
At the very, very, very end.
So the show that we're going to roll directly into
is
the live recording. We had several mics that we stood up, so guest of the first birthday party for Lolly could comment, and it became a full-on conversation of many different topics.
Matt Case was in fuego.
Yeah, it was, and actually, Day became interviewed, so Matt, at Matthew Ryan Case, became the host and interviewer, and Day was answering quite a bit of interesting questions, so you get to know Day a little bit better. You get
and
to
I
hear
was
from
a little bit inebriated, so yes, bear with me.
There was some drinking going on at the party, and so just keep that in mind, but it makes you feel like you were at the party yourself. You know, you get to hear the conversations that are going on and the really good high energy, so that was good. Keep that context in mind. We just wanted to share the moment with you.
Yeah, it was super fun. And so again, it kind of lends to the, you know, PG-13 rating of the show, but I did a lot of editing to make it very family friendly.
Yeah, our lentil was listening to the draft this morning, and he was completely silent the whole ride to baby school. So our 3.5-year-old found it entertaining, so hopefully you do.
So maybe he was virtualizing his extroverted personality at the party.
Yeah.
And participating virtually in his mind. So again, happy birthday again to Lolly. Congratulations on an awesome first year. Hopefully you will have many more years of awesome achievements and growth in your future. I can sense it. And so shout out to the Lolly team out in Durham, North Carolina.
Hee-haw.
My home turf.
Y'all.
That's another idea that kind of organically has happened, which is that a guy who's very talented like Matt Case, maybe he might come on or other people might come on as guests, guest hosts even, not just having guests where you and I are co-hosts.
Yeah.
Thanks again, y'all, for listening, and be nice to each other out there.
Appreciate ratings, comments, and reviews, and have a great day. Together we rise. Bye.
All right, it's a beautiful day in Seattle. It's about 4 o'clock. We're going to have the podcast studio running hot, I think, the whole time.
All right.
I'll probably come over here and change the file so that it doesn't crash on us.
Okay.
But I'm going to just have it running the
whole
time.
It's going to get really hot being in the sun, so you might want to put some shade or like a box over it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll talk about whatever, record whatever. I don't want to
hijack you or anything
like
that.
You can hijack me 6 ways from Sunday. I don't mind that. 6 ways from Sunday.
Well, back to what I was saying.
Okay, back to your... Sorry. I'm terrible about interrupting her, man.
Have you heard?
You hear
he interrupts me a lot.
It's because you're married. I do that to my wife as well.
Really?
That's what happens. I just call it communicating. It's a dialogue. So you're not really interrupting.
I don't get too upset. Only when I'm like really hangry. Yeah, I get
when
really mad because I lose my flow. Yeah.
Hey, Brock.
Hey,
what's
Brock?
Up?
Hey. Hey, great to see you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Real estate blockchain guy.
Yep, that's right.
So we're actually doing a live recording of the pod right now. So I got three hot mics, and we're just kind of messing
Brock.
Around.
You want a hot mic?
You can share with me.
Hot mic.
You can share with me.
Mic.
Well, it depends on what you're going to ask me.
I don't know. We're
you never know.
Babbling.
We're just talking.
We're just rapping.
Yeah. Well, the best stuff happens. Anyway, like all the conferences I went to 2017, 2018, it's always the, like you go to the conference and then at the end of the conference, you're like, hey, what are you doing later? Yeah. Oh, let's go to Scrub a Dink. And then it goes into, hey, let's go to karaoke.
And that's when the real deals happen.
That's when the actual deals happen. Hey, let me hook you up with blah, blah. Let me introduce you to blah, blah. Like, hey, we should work on blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Did you say blow?
Blah.
Oh, blah.
Blah.
That's a new blockchain project. Yeah.
Blah.
I got their coin, Blockcoin.
Blockcoin.
Yeah. Huge ICO. The impact that tokenization of real estate on blockchain is
going to
have.
It's going to be it's not an if, it's a when. There's not a lot right now, but 5 years, there's not going to be a lot that's not a choice on getting into real estate with blockchain.
Did you get into the hotel one in New York? What's the hotel?
No, they never did that one.
Oh, they never
did
it.
Ethereum, they tokenized, though, a condominium in New York for $30
Yes,
million.
That was actually one of the first. And what was cool about
that
deal
The Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
The Plaza.
That was actually a debt deal that had a bump in equity if they did well.
For folks who are buying and getting fractional ownership then?
I think so. I'll tell you on two deals that I'm working on in particular.
Uh-huh.
So I'm doing a CRE debt fund right now that we're building just for commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
We're targeting returns around 8%.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that's paid out monthly.
That's better than the
good.
Milk I drink, which is 2%. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a whole milk product.
I love this, bro. This is great.
Yeah. But, honestly, we're doing it traditionally to start with because most investors in this kind of thing, they don't understand it. And so, we'll just issue normal LP shares on paper. But then next year, I'm going to convert this to a blockchain-based smart security. So then you're going to, we'll list it somewhere so you can trade those debt with someone else. You can trade it to somebody else. It makes it easy for us to do the distributions every month.
As a crypto idiot, let me ask you this. What network is this built? Is it an Ethereum-based ERC-20 type?
No, we won't build it ourselves. We'll go with someone like Securitize out there.
Okay.
I mean, I may come from technology, but one of the biggest things is to understand really quickly where your value lies.
Sure.
And if I'm mainly in trying to create that financial product, I don't want to go and build it myself when someone else has already built
that.
It.
Right,
that's right. That's right.
Right, right.
Yeah. Why reinvent the wheel when someone else has already done it?
Let me ask you this then. When it comes to the tokenization of assets, especially real estate, which we all agree this is probably one of the biggest areas, are there networks per se, Ethereum, Bitcoin, et cetera, that you like better than others that maybe lend themselves to the tokenization of assets better than, per se, another network? I'm not asking you to pick favorites. Just saying, hey, these guys might be better for real estate versus these guys.
I don't necessarily think so. I think that there are problems that are long-term problems within Ethereum or others because they weren't necessarily built for smart securities. They weren't really built from the ground up for tokenization.
Right.
So one of the challenges in real estate and actually doing beyond like the ICO stuff that was sort of the Wild West. Is that we actually have to know your customer.
Yep.
So we have to do the KYC. We have to make sure we know the identity of someone. We have to do AML, which is making sure that the money's not from a drug kingpin, right? Yeah. You know,
or it's okay if I get a second mortgage on my house, though.
Yeah, absolutely, money, right? Absolutely. You know, or if it's an accredited deal, we have to make sure the person's accredited.
Right.
Well, all these little things are not—they're not really done super well. And then, how about like voting? What do we want to allow voting on the LP side about certain issues? That's not inherently built into some of the ERC-20, and that is a whole bunch of stuff that's kind of carved out and layered on top.
Yeah,
what I'm hearing
maybe
is that like Neo here locally.
Sure, John, you know, Davidoff.
That's right.
Davidoff.
You know, my friend John.
Working on that name.
Beautiful.
Yeah, John, my friend there, he says, look, we are building something very specifically to do more of this blockchain-based smart security, so we're going to have more of that stuff built into it. Now, I haven't seen actually what he's going to come out with, but I think there's going to be a need for that, where you're building blockchain technology that's more specifically for the securities area.
What about you, Dave?
I have no idea.
Yeah, all right. All in favor for another
my
drink. Ranier. Ranier's in the sunshine? That's good.
Have you gotten a drink yet, Brock?
No.
All right,
I think it's time for Brock for a beverage.
Maybe after a drink or two I can answer that.
You know, as long as you just sound really good and use a lot of buzzwords, you're good. Like, you know, diversification.
It's all about the jargon.
Yeah, you got to use the buzzwords.
All about the jargon, baby.
Okay, Dave, let me ask you. Some of the biggest buzzwords in crypto, what do you think they are?
The one that comes to mind the most is just blockchain. Put it on the blockchain.
Right.
Blockchain this, blockchain that. I want people to really know what the difference is between a blockchain, the blockchain, blockchain technology. So that's in my mind, three different definitions right there using the same word. And so it's not like back in the day, or not, it's not like now, there's only one internet.
Right.
So when people say the internet,
it's the we all know what we're talking
internet
about.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But when people say, oh, we should put that on a blockchain, needs to be on a blockchain,
what do you mean?
Yeah,
and I think that you're right. I think that perhaps for the awareness of the public right now,
yeah,
they have one perception, and then those who may be in the space a little bit more know exactly what that means, and then you can unpack that even further.
Decentralized is another word.
Exactly.
Like when Ari and I were reading all the white papers back in early 2017, every single one used decentralized until you wanted to just barf because you were reading it so much. Yeah. And so one of my aspirations is I want to write a book.
Yeah.
And the first chapter will be, well, the first question will be for the book was, what is Bitcoin? And then the first response will be, Bitcoin is brand new money.
Yeah.
Right. So just a really simple sentence. Mm-hmm. And then just take as long as it takes to explain Bitcoin, why Bitcoin is money, right? And then the next sentence, I would say the next chapter would be like, Bitcoin is immutable money, right?
Yep.
And then just by adding that one little word,
immutable,
like going through all kinds of explanations
and
about
that's,
what
yes,
that really means,
right,
all the examples that you can think of, right?
Uh-huh.
And then just keep on adding all the buzzwords into that sentence and then just write a chapter based on just adding that one word.
Yeah.
No, because everybody will go through the whole definition of what is Bitcoin, and it's like 15 different words. It's all just, and it just winds up being gobbledygook, right? But then, like, if you were to take a approach where you add every single word one by one and then explain it over and over and over, then at the end, you would have a complete and total definitive authoritative definition of what Bitcoin is.
Yeah.
It's an idea.
Maybe like a word cloud, maybe.
Cheers to that. Hell yeah. That's actually why I wanted to do the podcast, is because like I want to talk about it a lot more than what we can talk about it in our marriage. Because I would just drive her crazy. I get the feeling you are like in fuego right now.
Well, I'm almost like the emoji of a fire.
Yeah.
We've been here hanging out with our friends from Lolly, celebrating the first birthday bash.
Absolutely.
And I want to say, you know, thank you to you and your wife for putting together a fabulous event. We, you know, we couldn't
you're
do it without
welcome.
You guys.
People don't say you're welcome enough in this world anymore.
And people don't say thank you enough.
Thank you. Thank you so
because
much.
Because you know what? Folks here, I'll tell you, they love you. They love you.
That might be my new sign off, everybody.
I think you need to.
They love you.
Exactly. So a year since Lolly has been born. Folks here tonight, we've talked to a few. We've shared the information and the education. How would you say the response has been?
I think the response has been awesome. There's that fallacy of build a better mousetrap and the world or beat a path to your door.
Yep.
That's a lie. Because if
no one
knows you have a better mousetrap, no one will ever come to your door to buy or use your product.
That's
and
true.
That
they won't.
Is the issue that we have in this world.
We're doing the Windshield Time podcast live.
Absolutely, absolutely.
At Lolly's first birthday party.
What realization have you had in the last few hours about Lolly?
All the major brands that you know and love are available online for you to purchase all the goods that you normally would consume, but yet with the availability to earn Bitcoin, which is way better for
or captured miles that you could only use in one place.
Within one ecosystem,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. And this is why
have the world open to you.
Lolly opens the world to you and adventure and finance as you shop online.
Hey, so we were in the head earlier. You and I are having a man-to-man conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were having a kind of intimate conversation.
Because we're okay with talking to each other in the bathroom. Day and I love each other.
Grown men can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can.
Grown men can do that. And so what we realized is that there's not a name. Is there a name for Lolly customers? Is there a name for Lolly employees?
We haven't come up with that. What do you think would be a good name?
Right. Well, you know, I was thinking something like Lollisters, Lolly fans, Lolly hodlers, Lolly acts.
Lollipops.
I mean, there's just a ton of different crazy.
Lolly liquor. I'm a Lolly liquor. Are you a Lolly? No, maybe
even,
not.
I don't
maybe
even know her. Why would you say liquor? I mean.
I don't know. I don't even know why I would say. Thank you, Day. We're going to edit that out later.
I think they need a name. I mean, I think they need like the XRP Army.
Right.
Everyone knows who the XRP
Army
is.
They're a bunch of trolls, though. Let's be honest. Can we say that? I have friends that are in XRP, but they're trolls,
XRP
Day.
XRP trolls. Oh, they're man. Trolls. So even Tony Soprano was a murderer, but he had a family and children. So you can be in the XRP Army and still be,
still wanting
know.
To buy Swanson Happy Meals, whatever, or dinners for your family. No,
exactly.
I get that. I see where you're going, and I respect that. I want to ask you, Day, a question.
Yes, sir.
As you and Ari have done Windshield Time over the last few months, years, et cetera, you've been in the space for a long time. What is the biggest piece of FUD that you guys have come across?
It's pretty simple, actually.
Yeah.
The biggest FUD is still the same FUD that's been there since the very beginning. Bitcoin is only for illicit activities,
right.
Buying drugs,
right.
Is for money laundering. Yeah. When we already know that banks do more money laundering than any other
Jamie
entity.
Jamie Dimon launders more money than Pablo Escobar ever could have seen in his life.
Exactly. Exactly. So the injustice and the unreasonable ideas that people have around Bitcoin right now needs a serious detoxification. I think so.
And speaking of detoxification, I'm going to grab me a beverage
get a drink.
So I can get intoxicated. Hold on. Honey, where's
intoxicate.
My beverage? Why do you need my beverage? Oh, there it is. Oh, okay. Thank you. My wife is here. I would be lost without my wife. Oh, that's a party foul. You break it, you buy it. It's a live podcast here at the Lolly First Birthday Bash, and
absolutely.
Things are exciting.
It is.
I mean, people are learning about Bitcoin.
I know.
Are excited to stack sats.
Yep.
You know, there's
people
a lot
wanna,
of,
like, you know,
yeah,
long
stuff
Bitcoin,
going on.
Short the bankers.
Exactly.
You know, the whole
and I love
thing.
Your shirt that
exactly.
says that. You're
know,
repping
man.
It hard, bro.
You got to rep it. You got to rep it. What else we got?
I was going to ask you this, because you've been an angel investor, and I don't get to interview too many angel investors often.
Right.
Actually, I've never actually interviewed any, so this is my first. But as an angel investor, how do you decide what kind of companies or projects you and your wife might want to invest in? What appeals to you?
So this is going to be a really boring answer. But
no, it's not. We're going to spice it up. Sex. The answer is sex. We spiced it up.
How much sex can you have with the founders of the
on
company?
On the blockchain. Oh, wow. Okay, that was different. Okay.
No, it's so it's about how well I know the founders.
Okay.
So if I know them well enough and I know their track record of performance, that's one data point.
Okay.
Another data point is so my past history in the technology space of internet infrastructure and security and all that stuff, right? So if I'm already into data security, online privacy, all that kind of stuff. And a company comes to me like Tenta.
Yeah.
And Jesse, I've already known. Jen, I've already known for 15 years. And they say, hey, we're raising. Then the check is basically already written. You know? So, yeah, the check is already written. And it's just a matter of getting all the paperwork in order to finalize it and formalize the check. Yeah. So if it's something an investor is already into and already wants to invest into, then it's an easy check to write. But if it's something that they don't know about, my little joke is I'd rather lose my ass in something that I do know about
right.
than lose my ass in something I have no idea about.
And that's not financial advice.
Not financial advice.
But that's just a recommendation.
Exactly.
A recommendation.
Exactly. And hey, see, but you know what? Yeah, just a final thought on that. If you watch Shark Tank obsessively, like Ari and I do.
Like you do. You binge it.
Ari and I just, yeah. It's on all the time. Yeah. Every once in a while, they'll have a passionate founder that they will, quote unquote, take a flyer on.
They will.
That's their words. They'll just take a flyer on.
Yep, they will.
Aries actually gotten money
what?
From investors who just take a flyer. It's like an emotional kind of like check that
what?
Is written to fund a company. Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So it's shocking because you would think that people would be more rational and data-focused and want to make
but
decisions
they're not,
like
but
that,
they're not.
But they're not. Everybody's human. Everybody is human. Hey, we're going to get Crypto Bly in here. And like,
say let's get our man Bly in.
That mic's hot right there, actually.
Yeah.
That mic's
Mike,
hot.
Hey, I got a hot mic for you.
Hi.
Hot mic Bly. Hot mic Bly. Oh, man, I love Crypto Bly. Dude, between
Crypto
you and
Bly.
Crypto Bly, I would so do both of you. And I love you
What's
guys.
Up?
You guys
up?
Are probably my two most favorite dudes that I love in the blockchain space here in Seattle, besides Jonathan Blocko and Justin Wu.
You're the only guy that I know has got even a comparable beard to myself. Even though you need a little bit of a shave under there.
Oh, I see. I thought we were talking blockchain, but we're talking beards.
You should see this guy. He's got the hair pulling out. Like,
it's all
I mean, the only
down.
Thing he's missing is like the 1980s, you know, gold
killing
chain.
Me, you're killing me,
you know,
brother.
Are you some kind of Russian mobster right now?
Yes, I am. I'm the Russian mobster. Russian I have a mobster. Coin for you. It's called Poop Coin. Would you like to invest in poop coin?
My name is Ivan. Yes. Buy Bitcoin.
Yes. I have poop coin for you. You invest in poop coin.
Oh, poop coin.
Poop coin.
Poop coin. Very
yes.
good.
Day has lots of poop coin. All right. This guy over here, our buddy, our buddy Brent is, we won't even say his last name because I don't want to out him.
Crypto Bly.
Crypto Bly is, he's balls deep. He's balls deep in Bitcoin every day. Your assessment of the markets as of August, September, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Late August, September.
Going forward into 2019, what do you think?
I think we're coming up some pretty key macro events.
All right.
I love what Bitcoin's done. We saw a huge rise in April. We're coming across and doing that sideways momentum that
which
I talked
about. Which you've talked about, right, yeah.
We're building a foundation right on top of 10,000. I don't like that it's flirting every once in a while below it, but right now it's sustained it. So.
But you know what? I got to tell you right there. I'm going to start to interrupt you. As a hodler and a stacker, for me, my line is anytime my axiom is it goes below 10, I buy. I stack.
That's a good move.
That's a very good move.
That's
not
very
financial advice.
Not financial advice.
Just
not financial
a recommendation.
Whatsoever.
But go ahead.
It's
Sorry.
A lifestyle.
Yeah, so we're we're moving
lifestyle.
Sideways. And the key is at the levels that we're building here, that foundation sideways on the chart, we're actually above previous lows. So we're just kind of hanging around. Now, I think coming into October, especially, maybe late September, possibly even the end of this month, we're going to see some pretty key macro events.
What are they?
Hong Kong for first.
Yeah.
You know, October 1st, the CCP's basically put down a deadline for these protesters in Hong Kong. And
it's been going 11 weeks, 12 weeks.
Yeah, we don't know how that's going to play out. We got Brexit coming up.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, if you look at all the macroeconomic indicators, we saw manufacturing rollover in the United States today, so it's gone below that 50 level. That's getting a little scary. We've seen another yield inversion.
On the two-year, right?
Well, yeah, on the two-year.
Right.
The three-month has been, gosh, I don't know, like almost 40 basis points under or more.
Slowdown, right?
Yeah, so and you got all the Asian community, if you look at the manufacturing,
the
PMI.
Asian community, they can represent
I'm
that.
All the Asian
they're all, it's been rolling over for quite a while. So we got this global slowdown. You got Brexit. You got Hong Kong. You got a lot of things out there. And how does this fare for Bitcoin? I don't know. But
I think
my,
it fares good.
My personal opinion, and I think you're going to see central bankers open up quantitative easing, continue to lower rates.
Yeah,
we might see a two-year rate come down to even 0.5.
Wow.
Which would be, you know, another 75% decline from where we're at.
Whoa.
And if we see rates come down and we see quantitative easing, they're putting liquidity in the market, that's all good for Bitcoin.
Thank you. Thank you. So I am not an idiot for following people like you and Dave, then, and listening to folks like you guys.
We're all absolute idiots. We're just idiots running around the world, right?
Well, we got idiots in the White House and Congress and the Senate, so... Well, whatever.
We're just not from Iowa.
This is why I listen to guys like Crypto Bly and Luggage Donkey.
Hey, so you have a newsletter that's going out. Yes.
I do. I do. I started a newsletter. Yeah. It's called Lyman's Layman. You can catch it on Twitter.
I love that title, by the way.
It's having Lyman. Fun with it. All I'm trying to do is really just get my thoughts out there and boil everything down to simple terms so that everybody can understand
it. I'm glad that you don't charge people yet for it like Pomp. I love Pomp, but you aren't charging yet. And
I am not charging.
You know, I would charge yours anyways.
I have no plans to charge.
You know what? Even if you did charge, I would subscribe to you because as a – look, you know my story. I'm a retail guy that doesn't know about anything. But if I was going to subscribe to anybody, you seriously, not because you're my friend, but honestly because you are smart – I would subscribe to your service because you really know what you're talking about.
See, what the fans can't see right now is I just slipped a 20 in your pocket.
No, you slipped like half a Bitcoin in my pocket, and you sent it to my key, WXZY5962J5972LMNOPQRZ. What?
Folks, that is not true. Absolutely. Because as Matt always says, Bitcoin only goes one way in this household.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
In my pocket.
And this is why I love Luggage Donkey.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Bly, you do so
big
much.
Shout out to Lolly, loving what they're
Happy
doing.
Birthday, Lolly.
The fact that I can go shop and
Happy
I can do the things that I normally do every day and get stack some sats. That's just awesome. Alex
so
and the team,
cake,
you're killing it.
The birthday cake was also from Safeway. The new partnership
it?
That they got.
That's
awesome. Yeah. The birthday cake was from Safeway today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know
thank
what?
Thank you, Lolly.
Safeway has the ingredients for life, and they have apparently now Bitcoin for life, so which is really good. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, if you look at Safeway, their whole thing is ingredients for life. And I thought they were kind of gangster when they said that, for life. It sounds a little like, you know, Tupac or N.W.A. And I'm like, wow. But then I get what they meant.
Mm. Do you know what I want to do at Safeway?
You know, I don't know.
You know, when you go in and you spend money and you get that thing at the very end and it's like you swipe your card and they say, you can add an extra dollar, $5, $10 to whatever charity.
Right.
I want that to be sats. I want to be able to hit the button and add a dollar in my transaction and be able to stack sats that way.
Hey,
how cool would that be?
I love that idea.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? This is totally unfiltered.
Bitcoin doesn't give a shit.
Bitcoin doesn't give a shit. Dave doesn't give a shit.
No.
Crypto Bly doesn't give a shit. My wife apparently doesn't give it because she just left. We're here at Lolly's first birthday party. Basically doing a live podcast with people hanging out here. And my friend, Brent, can I use your last name, Brent?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them your last name?
Brent Lyman.
Okay.
I'm from CoinMe.
All right.
I work for the private client team.
Yeah, you do.
If you are interested in large transactions or you need to liquidate some coin, we can help out.
What if I want to launder some money illegally? Can you help me
I cannot
with that?
Help you out.
Okay.
Can you call Jamie Dimon?
JPM Coin. Our friend Brent Lyman works for CoinMe, the ATM. And I got to ask you, because here in Washington locally, one of the big stories recently was that one of your ATMs was stolen from Alderwood Mall, where I used to buy Mr. Rag sweatshirts when I was a kid. What can you tell us a little bit that you know? It might not be a lot, but what happened? A
couple guys came in and took the machine. Looked like they put it on a, I don't know, what do you call those things?
A dolly.
Dolly, and just dollied it out. The good thing is we had just made a pickup from the machine recently, so they didn't get away with much other than equipment. I don't know how they plan to use that equipment.
Right.
You know, our software, I mean, you can't just plug the machine in and you're going to get Bitcoin out of it.
Right,
we've already shut down.
Not a slot machine.
Yeah, we just shut it down. So I don't. All they did is get away with an ugly metal box is really what they got away with, and, right. and a screen, right. and a safe, so they which really, they can't even get in anything, the safe right. unless they drill it.
And I think for me, because I was contacted by friends online, they know that I'm into Bitcoin and blah, 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 and they're like, oh, I saw they're trying to steal Bitcoin. Maybe you hide it under your bed. And I had to debunk the FUD, and I said, wait, I...
FUD.
Thank you, Ari. It's FUD. Ari knows FUD. And I had to say, wait a second. There's no Bitcoin in the machine because there's no coins. It's not an actual physical. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you're going to steal all these coins and nickels. There's no coins. No.
Just for the record, Bitcoin is code. It's
right.
ones and zeros.
Software.
It's not
right. software.
Actual metal.
And then they thought, oh, my gosh.
Wait. I thought it was, you know, about that big and it had some little digital design like a circuit board.
That's the tattoo that you got in the 1980s that your wife still wants you to throw away.
I saw that tattoo. It's on his thigh. I saw it. It's right there. It looks good, baby.
Hey, what are you admitting now? What are you admitting here?
I'm admitting we're on a deck in downtown Seattle in the sunshine celebrating Lolly's first birthday, and you have an amazing tattoo, and you love Bitcoin. That's all I'm saying, friend. That's all I'm saying. And I like your QR code on your other thigh. I'm going to send you some sats. What was your rabbit hole moment? And we'll go around. We'll start with you, Day. What was your rabbit hole moment that led you down the blockchain, you know, hole to discover Bitcoin? What was it?
So it was a different kind of capitulation. So in 2015, at Bitcoin all-time highs, I finally just said, screw it. I'm just going to buy some. It's at all-time highs. After I buy it,
what was the ATH at that time? Just curious.
It was $400 of Bitcoin.
Wow.
Yeah.
$400
of Bitcoin.
Brock, what would you do
all-time
now?
All-time highs. Yeah. So I said to myself, I finally give up. I give up. I'm just going to buy it. The world, the news, everything is telling me about Bitcoin. I'm just going to buy it. It's going to go to zero right after I buy it, and I will have itched that scratch. That's what I said to myself.
Okay.
And then basically after that, it just kept going and going.
Going and going and going. And going, going. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my aha moment of holy crap. And then I spent the next year, asking everyone that I came in contact with two questions. Have you heard about Bitcoin? 99% yes. Do you have Bitcoin? 99% no. So then after that, I said, you shnikes.
Yeah.
There is serious upside here. So that was it. Yeah.
All right, Brock, your rabbit hole discovery of Bitcoin was when?
I'd heard about it, but honestly, I'm more of a blockchain guy.
Yeah.
And since I came from business and finance, I started realizing last year I was either going to dive down into blockchain or AI. Well, I picked one. It was like kind of a coin toss. There was a event coming up for blockchain, so I said, heck it, I'll go to this blockchain event. That was the Dragon Chain event last year.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of fun learning about this, and I started to realize there's some huge, huge pain points that are going to get solved in the finance industry and maybe even the real estate industry that I came out of with this blockchain stuff. So that's when I started going down and realizing, hey, there's something here, and that's where I started getting more involved with it.
I'm already crypto blind. Yo, B, and you've been in this game for a long, long time. You've been trading.
I've been trading for 20 plus years. My blockchain, or I guess Bitcoin moment, started out with Ethereum. I went to a golf, basically outing, or it was actually a conference, and we ended up playing golf with this guy. And for 18 holes, I had to hear him talk about golf.
Oh, jeez.
Ethereum.
Whole afternoon
of
that
Ethereum.
Was that Vitalik you golfed with?
Do you still golf?
I still golf. So that night, after the golf outing, we had happy hour, right? So we're having drinks, and finally he gets me to sign up for Coinbase. I jump on. I buy some Ethereum. That was my first purchase.
Sure.
So finally, once I got home and got sober, I'm like, I should probably research this a little bit.
What did I do?
So then I started reading about Ethereum, and then I started reading about Bitcoin. And I've been studying money for at least 20 years.
Right, sure.
And trading for 20 years. So I understand dilution events. I understand share buybacks and just what goes on in the stock market world to manipulate stocks, and on top of it, what central bankers do to manipulate money.
Once
I realized the economics behind Bitcoin and how it was built, but more importantly, that it solved the Byzantine generals problem.
Yes.
The ability to actually exchange value
between
two people with code without a central authority there. That's when my aha moment was, and I went all in.
But let's talk about the dilution a bit. I mean, you talk about dilution, which is, a lot of people don't understand what that is. I mean, we understand what that is in the VC world, right? But we don't understand how much you as an American consumer have been diluted with U.S. dollars,
right?
That what you hold today versus what you held 10 years ago has been diluted so much in order to pay for the crisis that the bankers created themselves.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And it's not going to change going into October. That's why when you ask me about what's going to happen this fall, I truly believe with the macro events we're seeing that 2020 is going to line up to be one of the most crazy years we've ever seen in history. We've got a political election, we've got a Bitcoin halving event, and we've got macro indicators that are off the charts.
You got Brexit around
Brexit.
You got Brexit. We don't know what's going to happen in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Oh, that's a huge event with what's happening with China.
Brock, thank you. 2%. I heard 2% of the global economy comes out of Hong Kong alone. Is that correct? Would you guys agree? There's a mass exodus.
I wouldn't be surprised. I worked for 3 years in Hong Kong. There's a tremendous amount of assets that have been parked in Hong Kong. It was the gateway to China for a lot of multinationals.
Right, yeah.
A lot of family offices have money there. It is still a lot of concentration of wealth is through there, even though a lot of the actual growth, et cetera, has moved on to China. But it's still, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we don't know what's going to happen with there.
Right, right.
Kids, I love you. You got a lot of content here. I got family in town. I got to run.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Should be up here.
Hey, thanks for having us. I'm really glad. The way you guys tweeted about Mark, truer.info is truer info is coming.
Yeah, that was airy. Yeah.
I could not
saw your tweet.
Come.
Right. We called you out, and so you had to come to the birthday party.
Yeah.
So, Lolly's birthday.
It is Lolly's first birthday, and for a toddler, they're making pretty big steps.
Yes.
You know, the post stamps deal.
Postmates.
Yeah, Postmates. Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. Post stamp. I'm an idiot, Dave. That's why you're here to correct me, because I'm a noob, and you people are smarter than me.
But I might just be a drunk on the microphone. You don't know actually who I am.
That's what I do on air for a living, so not here after work. No.
Absolutely. So, Richard, what's your background? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm a military member. I'm a big Bitcoin fan, long Bitcoin. And
long Bitcoin, short the bankers.
The opt-out. You know, opt out of the traditional system. That's my vision for the future.
Richard, you're in the Navy, United States Navy.
Thank you for your service.
Submariner, correct? Thank you for your service, first and foremost. Let me ask you, how does somebody in the United States Navy who's active duty find out about Bitcoin, get interested, and decide to, invest in the Bitcoin?
That's
just
a
curious.
Because someone tells you can get rich. So greed.
Oh,
greed was my door.
It's a get-rich-quick scheme is what somebody told you.
Initially.
But it's
the ultimate game theory.
Yeah, it is.
Right,
it's ultimate game theory.
It's an incentive from miners to users to whoever. Greed was what got me in.
Yeah.
And after you educate yourself, it was more than just greed.
So how did you educate yourself then? When you got into it, where did you go to educate yourself? Because you found out about Lolly, you're here now, so how did you educate yourself?
Initially, it was Reddit. I've been on Reddit for like more than a decade now.
You downvoted me. You're the guy that just downvoted me. F you, bro. You downvoted me, dude.
And then, reading books, Twitter. Bitcoin Twitter is awesome.
Yeah.
Reading books.
Bitcoin Twitter. Yeah. Did you read Internet of Money by Andreas?
I read both of them.
Yeah.
Really
so you know what's
one.
Up. You've been indoctrinated.
Yeah. My favorite is Bitcoin Standard. That one's good.
Oh, yeah.
And then Inventing Bitcoin is really awesome, too, as a book.
What year was it that you discovered Bitcoin? Just curious.
Discovered or invested in?
Well, discovered
discovered.
There's a difference.
Discovered.
The Silk Road era, was that 2012, 2013?
Sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The Silk
what
Road
kept
era.
You then from when you discovered to when you invested, and how long was that time?
Oh, that was like 3 or 4 years. I didn't think about it again until a friend told me, we can all get rich from this. That was it. That's a simple.
We could buy drugs online illegally and get rich.
No. I wasn't into this.
That's
the
what Jamie Dimon does.
With his boats?
And he
yeah,
laundered
you
money
saw
too.
That. Oh, snap, you saw that. Yeah, $100 million worth of coke on a boat with Jamie Dimon. Boats and hoes.
Oh,
boats
yeah,
and hoes.
Yeah.
Gotta get
I think
mean.
He might have been more
wasn't
than
he the one that said,
yeah,
billions.
Yeah,
billions.
Yeah, billions. Right, I'm sorry.
Wasn't he the one that said no cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and stuff? And then,
yes.
What, how many months later, he had JP Coin.
Thank you. Right,
that guy is a scammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't follow what they say, follow what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
yeah,
so Mark,
and they're making their coin. Yep.
Mark, so how did you first hear about Bitcoin? What is your story?
Yeah, so I was late in the Bitcoin. Obviously, I heard the chatter and stuff, but we got into it in August of 2017.
Okay, right before the big bull run.
And it was because of IOTA, not Bitcoin.
Oh, IOTA. Tell me why IOTA. Tell me why.
We are a software development group. We're like developers. And we were looking for something that would actually work for a solution on top of blockchain. And the IOTA was great because it's free, you know, instant transactions, quick and stuff. That's what we were looking for. And then when we got into that, we checked out Ethereum, of course, and we didn't really see much use for what we wanted to do on Ethereum right away. And so we're still thinking IOTA until we discovered EOS.
Oh.
And we're all in on EOS right now.
Why did you shift? Because if you don't mind me asking, because as a noob retail guy, what got me into the whole space was IOTA, because it was the whole IoT, right?
It was IOTA for
you? Yeah, it was. Really? Because I heard about you know, the whole Internet of Things, and so I thought, okay, well, I need to figure this out. My refrigerator is going to tell the store when I need bananas. Wow, that's a little freaky. How do I figure out IoT?
You're not supposed to put bananas in the refrigerator.
Well, but
we get your point.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Mark. But nonetheless, so that's what got me into IoT, and that's when I got turned on to IoTA.
Right? So what year were you in there?
2014.
Okay,
so
that's IOTA was going that is, on.
Well,
right?
No, that's when I got into IoT. I heard about IoT in 2014.
Oh,
that
IoT,
led me down the rabbit hole and so on and so forth. So IOTA kind of was my first experience into DLT. And what, and even though they're not DLT, we can dissect that later. That's a tangle, whatever. But nonetheless, that was what got me into it and led me down the rabbit hole. So please.
Yeah, so we're Kenyan spirits there. Yeah.
did you know about Lolli very much before today or
this
recently?
This is my first experience of Lolli, and
welcome
I'm hoping
to Lolliverse.
Learn more about its business.
Welcome to the Lolliverse.
Yeah.
That's a good name. Hashtag Lolliverse.
Welcome to the Lolliverse, man.
So I noticed there was a party, and I thought, I looked at what you're doing, and we're with Tippit.io.
Right,
And we're providing, we think blockchain is too hard for the masses right now.
It is way too hard.
So we built a social layer on top of the blockchain, basically, and specifically
like
EOS.
A layer two, layer three type of thing.
Not really.
Not even that much.
We what we do is, you probably already have a tip. All of these guys already have tips for me.
Is it similar to like an ERC-20 for EOS or?
Well, EOS is similar to that whole ERC-20 business, but it's just EOS.
It's own, right? It's own blockchain. Yeah.
Well, EOS is built to it bridges with existing life, which law is part of existing life.
Yep.
So they have the Ricardian contracts, right? Yep. Governance is part of life. There's anarchy, but it's not going to happen overnight, right? It links that and creates a governance system with blockchain.
Sure.
And it's more open, transparent. So when I tip you on Twitter or Discord or Telegram.
Keybase, et cetera, sure.
Yeah. You get it instantly, a half second.
Yep.
And I don't have to pay fees.
Right.
So I can build a solution without the fees. And
let me ask you, what is it that you love about EOS versus other platforms that allows you to build and et cetera?
It's like really developable. If that's a word, right? It's
well, I think it is now. You just made it one.
C++, you know,
right,
you build your stuff on C.
So I don't know anything about EOS, really. And so is it a fork of Ethereum, or is it a...
No, it's a completely new blockchain.
Totally its own, really. Okay.
It's its own. Right.
Okay.
So if you think of Bitcoin as what I call first generation blockchain,
it has
a great.
You're
use
talking
model,
about 3.0
like
here with
yeah, and then you got Ethereum was 2.0,
right.
And that's the ERC-20 thing.
Right.
In fact, EOS had to sell their ICO through Ethereum because, of course, EOS didn't.
And they raised like $4 billion.
Yes.
$4 billion with a B.
Wait, how many users are on that?
And 140,000 Bitcoin.
Right.
Generated out of that. In the bank.
I think right. I remember that now.
Yeah.
I think
that,
the guy
it was one of the biggest, yeah.
Was that the one where he did a auction every day for
yeah,
a year?
Yeah, every day for a year. 23-hour yeah, cycle.
Yep. Yeah, for a whole year. Yeah.
And the 23 hours is brilliant. It's rotating around the globe.
Yeah.
So you can
I remember
catch
that.
The end of it.
Right. I remember that.
Right? No matter where you're at.
So you are really rich, Mark, is what you're saying.
No.
Mark is buying drinks for the rest of us. Mark is buying drinks for you and everybody here tonight. No?
You're rich when you say you were in Bitcoin in 2009, 10, 11.
Nine, so, that's
I am wrecked.
Satoshi.
I am wrecked right now. I am wrecked.
I'm about even.
I lost
but
my keys in a boating accident.
Thank
oh,
you.
No.
Thank you, Richard.
Oh,
me
no.
too.
Seriously?
Oh, all my keys God. Are gone. Boating accident. Oh.
See, that's the other thing with EOS. It's got multi-sig built in. You got an owner active
yeah,
key.
2FA,
if you lost
that,
one,
right, yeah.
you could, yeah.
Oh, it's a really good platform. And I think like 3.0, you guys are probably out there. But, Richard, where are you?
I got to ask about Richard's shirt. I love Richard's shirt, man.
Richard has
a
really good
story behind the shirt.
And it looks really good in
that
shirt, by the way.
It's green, and it's got a rocket on there.
I love
what
rockets.
Happened there?
Satoshi's Wear is a store that my brother and I started in early 2018. We had a couple designs. Lambo was one of them, and
Ooh.
They were like in.
Who doesn't like Lambos?
Right?
This is when I was in the shitcoin casino, just buying a bunch of dumb stuff.
Tron bet.
You know what I mean? But regardless, we closed the store at the end of 2018. We weren't making no money, but I had a lot of fun designing all these designs, stickers, buttons. And that's the story behind it.
You not only protect our nation, you're an artist.
Oh, yeah.
And he hodls and
stuff. Those are probably collector
items smart.
Now. Can I get one?
He's
one
smart.
One of these?
Yeah.
I have them.
I'll trade your shirts right now for
right
that.
Now?
For that, yes.
We're making
you really
deals
want
right here
deal.
On Windshield Time. Making deals, Dave.
Windshield Time Marketplace.
Like that, yeah.
That's awesome.
You need a windshield coin. When windshield coin?
Wind.
Yeah.
Not passing
well,
wind.
No, I just say it.
Hey, with Tippit.io, we'll help you create your coin.
Okay.
Yeah, all we
right.
can do it.
Right
we
on.
Can do it. Yeah.
Can right you on. Help me yeah. create okay. Mac cool. coin? Because I have a really great poop coin that I would love to just look. A lot of people talk about like, you know, like, oh, hey, we need liquidation, right? I have shiquidication. So does that work?
So absolutely. We actually.
Liquidity or liquidation?
Liquidity and shiquidity. I have both. I have all of it. I have liquidity and shiquidity.
What about runidity?
So have you heard of Morty's token?
Who?
Morty's token.
I'm
from
big
Rick and
holder.
Morty's.
Yeah, I'm getting wrecked.
So we support more. Oh no, you can't. It's,
okay,
it's
I'm not getting
not,
wrecked.
No.
I'm not. Okay, edit.
It's a
day edit right there.
It's
edit.
A it's
edit,
a meme okay. token. And
okay.
If let's say you over here like shield you know something, we'll give you a million Morty's. I mean, if you did a podcast for Morty's,
he does do a
give
podcast.
You a million Morty's.
I could be a two comma clubber.
Yeah, you'd be like
dude,
a,
you could be
you'd be like a Morty's whale.
You would be on the beach drinking Mai Tais half naked.
I'll be down the street from Cuban.
Yeah,
the three comma
80, club. Right?
So Tippit is actually like a bot. So we created a branded bot for him called Gwendolyn Bot, who dispenses the Morty's tokens and stuff like that. Yeah,
let's do it.
So we got a branded bot for Morty's, yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, Matt Case. This has been enlightening,
Dave,
sir.
Dave, thank
this has
you.
Been beautiful.
You don't need to thank me for anything.
And enlightening.
Dave, don't thank me for Jack.
And wonderful.
Yeah, no. Thanks. This is a really nice party. You know,
it has
nice
been a great party
people.
Here
thank
on the rooftop deck of Seattle.
Awesome. Yeah. Richard, thank you for coming, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
no long
it.
Bitcoin, yeah, short the bankers.
My man Rich knows.
Happy
Richie
birthday,
Rich.
Lolly.
Happy birthday, Lolly.
Happy birthday, Lolly.
Happy birthday, Lolly.
Happy birthday, Lolly.
All right.
Happy birthday, Lolly.
Thank you, Lolly, for sponsoring.
Thank you, Lolly.
Much love to Lolly in Durham, North Carolina. Crypto Lina.
Awesome. Shout out to Satoshi Nakamoto, baby.
Hi, y'all. This is Goldbug from Berkeley by way of Charlotte. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission or the Commodity Future Trading Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that host Arian Day and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars or psychologists or dietitians of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. There shall be no reliance by listeners to the representations made in this podcast as being factual, fiduciary, or any other big vocabulary word you can think of. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. This podcast contains adult information. Discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
That was a little too rated R.
That's good. That's funny right there. Okay. Keep rolling. Let's keep rolling. Oops, sorry. Sorry.
I would do it with both you dudes because I love both you guys. No, seriously. Hold on. Edit here. Edit.